Shabbos, everyone. Shabbat Shalom. First, I'd like to acknowledge that this week's Kiddush and sermon are sponsored by the Barsky family in commemoration of the first Yahrzeit of beloved and devoted husband, father, and brother, Robert Barsky, Aaron Reuven ben Yitzchak Zichrono Levracha. May his memory be a blessing. This week's Kiddush and sermon are also sponsored by Ellen and Sharon Geller in commemoration of the Yahrzeit of their aunt, Gertrude Potler, Chava Gittel Bas Yochanan Halevi Zichrono Levracha. May her memory be a blessing. I'd also like to congratulate Lexi Schieber and John Gradman and Yuval, Ellie, and Lev upon the birth of a baby boy who was named Ezra Alon yesterday morning at his bris held at shul and via Zoom. Mazel tov. The week before Parshat Noach is always the first week-long period in the new year without any holidays. So I believe that today's parsha is meant to be a transition to the more ordinary days of the year when we resume our daily lives. The parsha tells us a story of its namesake, Noach, who is introduced to the story in the final verse of last week's parsha, which states, "Benoach matzachein be'ini Hashem," and Noach found favor in the eyes of God. We have speculated before about why this was so, and we've looked to his name for an explanation. When he invented the plow, he brought immense comfort to the world by making it possible to produce food, and that comfort is the source of his name, Noach. Zeh yinachameinu mima'aseinu u'mi'itzvon yadeinu. Yinachameinu, bring us comfort, is the source of the name Noach. We've also pointed out the deeper significance of Noach's determination to innovate. He saw the cursed ground, but did not flinch from the challenge. Noach was the ultimate underdog who looked at the bright side of things, and God appreciated his positive outlook. Another reason he found favor can be discerned in the word matzah, chen, found favor. As I explained in my book on Yom Kippur, this is a word with profound implications. According to the Gemara, Masechet Brachot, Daf Chet Amar Aleph, after a wedding, a young couple in Israel will be greeted with the question, matzah or motze, found or finding, a phrase based on two contradictory verses authored by the wise King Solomon. The first verse, written in Mishlei, states that one who has found matzah, a spouse, has found something wonderful. The second verse, written in the melancholy book of Kohelet, cynically states, I find motze, marriage, to be more bitter than death. At first glance, this greeting seems to be asking the couple a tactless question. Are you happy with one another, or are you miserable? But in fact, it was a way of communicating sage advice from King Solomon about the key to a successful marriage. The words matzah and motzei originate from the same root. The only difference is that matzah represents the past tense and means one who has found, but motzei is in the present tense and means I find marriage. Therefore, the advice is as follows. Once you're married, if your attitude is that you have found the right person, meaning you have accepted your spouse regardless of faults, that attitude will lead to a happy union. However, if you persist in the process of finding out if your spouse is right for you, that attitude of non-acceptance will lead to a life of misery. I believe that is why the verse in Yeshayahu says, "Dishur Hashem b'matzo," that God is found during the 10 days of Teshuvah, and especially on Yom Kippur, because that's the time to acknowledge our mutual acceptance. We accept all the negative things about God's world, and God accepts us with all our faults as well. I think that v'noach matzachein, Noach found favor in God's eyes because he is described as one who is matzah, someone who was accepted by God because he accepted God as a loving God and therefore knew that God would never create something completely cursed. It was that conviction that led him to look at negative circumstances and see positive potential that no one else could see. As we continue to face so many difficulties in the new year, Noach's perspective can bring us some measure of comfort by reminding us that there is always an essence of good in God's creation. If you look hard enough, we can find the opportunities buried in our troubles, and in that way, we can keep the message of Yom Kippur with us throughout the year. Shabbat Shalom.